Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In this podcast, Brown Thomas presents The Art of Beauty, a series exploring the relationship between art, fashion, and beauty. And in this episode, we've taken highlights from the series, which speaks to Irish musicians, actresses, and models about what beauty means to them and how it plays a role in their craft. I'm Louise Duffy, and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Loa is a folk soul singer-songwriter and performer who grew up between Maynooth and County Kildare and West Africa. Starring as Mary Magdalene and Andrew Lloyd Webber in Tim Rice's iconic Jesus Christ Superstar at the Barbarican and co-writing with Hozier, Loa is a rising Irish star. Loa shares how beauty plays a role in her performance, what makes her feel beautiful, and how it helps her express herself.
To me, beauty is a multitude of things. It's definitely a combination of the external and the internal. I feel like it's beautiful to look after yourself physically because you only have one body. And it's beautiful to look after your skin and your face and your health. But also, I feel like I'm definitely on a quest to be as beautiful a person as possible and be kinder and more patient and more peaceful in myself. And that's a little bit harder sometimes because you can't buy it. But it's worth working on. And sometimes when I feel the most beautiful, it's when I feel like I've done my best for someone else or for myself. And I've been the most respectful or the most appreciative. So yeah, it's many worlds together. In my performances, makeup is a really fun part of the whole expression and the music, because I think it accentuates certain parts of my face. And so I feel like it accentuates those qualities. So if I'm feeling like I want to be a bigger personality that night, there'll be more makeup. And if I want to be demure and like softer and gentler, I'll go for a gentler look, you know? So I feel like I'm priming myself literally and figuratively for what I want to express that night. And that's really fun. So sometimes I go really big and there's a lot of paint, and other nights it's just really basic and almost nude, you know, because that's how I'm feeling. It's an art form, because I think seeking beauty is also seeking what works for you as an individual. So how you like to express, what you feel comfortable in, what you feel comfortable wearing, what colours. And that takes like a bit of time to refine, and which makes it a craft or an art. And similarly, on the inside, figuring out what kind of person you want to be and how you reflect that physically is all part of the craft of beauty. My first memory of makeup was when I was in secondary school, and I was definitely a late bloomer in this regard, but I was really into the colour purple, and I had purple Doc Martens with my school uniform, by the way, and I started wearing purple eyeshadow and like nothing else. So it was just these like two blotches of purple on my face, and I thought I was gorgeous. And in a way I was, because I felt gorgeous. Thankfully I've advanced since then though. For music videos, I have my go-tos. So I love Sade. I also love a lot of the West African and South African divas like Mariam Makeba and Oumou Sangaré, if I wanted to go for a bigger look. And then I guess now today, because of like so many apps and stuff and social media, there's just so much inspiration that you can draw from other people and see how they're using their space and their makeup to accentuate their qualities. So I find myself looking at a lot of stuff, but yeah, I tend to go back to the classics.
For emerging Irish model and actor Leah Hannan, beauty is an integral part in helping her transform into characters in front of the camera and forms an important role in her self-expression. With influences stemming from Art Nouveau to Alfred Hitchcock's iconic filmography, Leah shares the connection she feels between art, culture, and the power of beauty in the everyday.
Beauty to me is very sensuous. It's something that you can see and feel and smell and hear. And I think like when something is incredibly beautiful, it really strikes you, it makes a big impression on you. You could be walking down the street and just see something and it's almost unforgettable. And I think that's kind of what beauty is. It's that sort of je ne sais quoi, that people have been trying to write about and articulate for centuries. Self-expression is huge, and the way that you do your makeup is a great way of showing exactly who you are and what you believe in. And even the way that the artists decide how they want to do the makeup is an amazing insight into who they are as people and what they want to achieve through the art that you create together. Well, as a model, I mean, when you put on red lipstick, you're kind of automatically in a much more sort of elegant space. And then as soon as they put you, you know, in dark eyeshadow and start chiseling them cheeks, you just become a whole new person, much more cutting and able to get those shots that you kind of doubt you're able to do in your normal life. It's like it doesn't all come together until the makeup is on. And that's when you kind of become who you need to be to make that picture really pop. So my inspirations are really all over the place. I love disco. I love the 60s, the 1970s. I love the 1930s. I love classical Hollywood films. I love those sort of 60s films like Valley of the Dolls that are just terrible, but so beautiful to look at. I like excess. I like really big hair and jewelry. But I also love that sort of minimalism that comes with 1930s design, like bias cut gowns and satins and silks. I guess from everywhere, really. It's a bit of a mixed bag.
As part of the Art of Beauty series, international model and emerging artist Clara McSweeney discusses the role makeup plays when transforming into different characters when modeling, where she draws inspiration from her work and what beauty means to her. Based in Cork, Clara's artwork celebrates the natural world and seeks to explore the mysteries within it.
When I think of beauty, I think of creativity. What comes to mind is the way us humans can create magical things, you know, be it paintings, music, singing, the way we can dance. We seem to be the only species that we know of that can do all those things, and so it almost feels like we're meant to in a way. And I find there's a lot of beauty in that when we can create and share it with each other. Well, I suppose with makeup, it's just been such a confidence booster for me personally. I feel like I've just used it to its full advantage from day to day in a very natural way, but it just gives me the confidence I feel like I was lacking, from time to time, or just for out of enjoyment too. I've always enjoyed playing around with makeup, and I began then to start going crazy. I would doodle all over myself, you know, and just like do bizarre things to my, you know, like just in a creative way. But I've always just enjoyed color and putting on a character almost. I find that very fun to do. So makeup really allows us to do that. The role of makeup for me as a model played a huge part in my life. Since I began, I was introduced to makeup and just fell in love with the kind of character it gives. And each time it's a different vibe. And I just find it really interesting to even analyze. You know, nowadays it's so popular on social media and things. And I love watching all the makeup and seeing how everyone has gotten so creative with it. And yeah, it's really an incredible realm. Yeah, all of my inspiration really comes from nature, like whatever it may be. Like recently I painted this picture of, like, I've been interested in bats. I don't even know why, but I thought they look so incredible, you know, and the way they hang upside down. And yeah, I don't know. I just find interest in so many geometric shapes in nature, or just how, you know, a tree is shaped so in a unique way. I've been painting, drawing, doodling since I can remember, since I'm very small, and I've always enjoyed it. I've always done it, and when I was in school, that was my favorite subject. And and yeah, I just progressed then. When I left school and moved away, I really started to get into it more and more, and into my myself, you know, while doing it. And I think I've discovered now, like, where I gain all my inspiration from, and that's through nature and our universe, really, and the mysteries it has, you know, like the moon and the stars inspire me a lot. The sun, like sunsets, trees, like plants of any kind, everything, really. I'm incredibly grateful for the natural world, and I just want to do it justice, to be honest, through my art, and hopefully, you know, inspire others too. And that's the beauty of human connection, I guess, in a way, and our creativity. So,
born on the west coast of Ireland to French parents, Alwyn Fouère is an actor, director and creative artist whose career spans the worlds of theatre, film, the visual arts, music, dance theatre and literature.
Oh, it's so difficult to define beauty. But my first response to it would be beauty is something that takes your breath away, that pierces into your heart and soul. And if you're talking about the beauty of nature or the beauty of people, they're all very, very particular experiences that hold time in a second. It's a kind of like a suspended moment in time, beauty is. And it's an experience as opposed to a thing, I think. For me, in terms of landscape and place, it's about a kind of emptiness. I love clear, empty places like deserts, like the broad horizon of the Atlantic. They're the places that I really respond to in terms of beauty. It's almost like a blank canvas as well, this space to think, this space to experience. And in terms of people, beauty for me is really seeing the essential person. It's not something imposed, it's something that comes out. And if you're applying it to fashion and makeup, for me, beauty is really about enhancing the true nature of somebody. And it can be incredibly flamboyant or it can be incredibly subtle. But it's something about that connection with the internal that makes something beautiful. There's a big difference in my experience between theatre makeup and film makeup, obviously. More and more now in theatre, we're not really using makeup, interestingly. The tradition of theatre with intense makeup was the old style, and it was to do with the kind of lighting you could get as well, and a certain kind of heightened theatricality. So I've done very heightened theatrical pieces. For instance, when I did Salome for Stephen Berkoff, that was very, very heightened makeup. It was almost white face and very enhanced eyes. We all did our own, but we, you know, obviously had to learn how to do it in a way that worked. And we moved in slow motion. And that was really important part of the production, was this very, very heightened, almost silent movie type aesthetic. But other times in theatre, I wear nothing. Or if I'm playing a very particular kind of smooth corporate type, then there will be that more smoothed out look. And then sometimes you just have to wear dirt, whatever kind of dirt works. So for me, it's absolutely related to the style of the production, and it's what's necessary to fit into the whole. It doesn't necessarily make any difference to me as a performer what I am wearing, but I know if I'm wearing what I shouldn't be wearing, that obviously makes a big difference. In film, most of the time it's the no makeup look, which is extremely difficult to achieve because, especially with digital technology now, you see absolutely everything, even a no makeup look. So that's the really difficult thing to achieve. And if I see that on screen when I'm not supposed to have any makeup, I go, ah, no, that's not right. But sometimes also makeup can be a part of your prep. There was one part I played, Madame Pache in Six Characters in Search of an Author, who sort of represented the theatre in ways. And my makeup took me an hour to do, but I was on stage for something like 5 minutes. But the 5 minutes was very much informed by the hour of preparation of the makeup. There is an art in the creation of beauty. There's no doubt about it. And in a way, that's what all artists do. Even if it's art that you don't like, but they are accessing something which I think is beautiful, even if it's ugly, because they are offering a certain insight. And I think there's beauty everywhere. There's beauty everywhere you look. But making something beautiful is definitely an art. When my parents came to Ireland, my mother had been one of the things she had worked at in France had been cosmetic modelling. So she was always really careful about her skin care. And living out in the west of Ireland with the ferocious weather, she would always sit at her dressing table morning and night and do whatever she needed to do. So I would see her put on mainly kind of skincare creams, but always a little bit of enhancement as well, maybe a tiny bit of foundation or whatever, and a bit of lipstick. So that was my first memory. And then my own first experience of makeup was, I remember seeing a picture of Malcolm McDowell, just a photograph of Malcolm McDowell in Clockwork Orange, and I really loved the one eye makeup. So for about a year, I wore a lot of makeup on one eye. Sustainability is incredibly important to me, as it is to most people now. And it's extremely difficult to follow that ethos, in fact, with the way we live, even within the theatre, for instance, everything that's needed. You know, you make a show about climate change and then you realise that you're contributing to the problem sometimes. And the same with film. So for me, it's extremely important in terms of packaging, what goes into the products that you use. I'm also increasingly kind of allergic to a lot of the more toxic things that are used, chemicals or even sometimes the packaging. So it's extremely important to me. And at the moment, it's very difficult to continue with this because, for instance, the masks that we're wearing, they're everywhere. They're scattered everywhere. And also even the antigen tests, for instance, that we're very often being used every day in a rehearsal room as opposed to the PCR every day. The antigen tests have, you know, plastic components in them and you're just throwing them out and they're going into landfill. I think all you can do is continue as an individual to try and follow a certain path, which will help to diminish the burden or even just change how we think. I think sometimes remaining aware of the problem and trying to incorporate this issue into your own life will slowly change how we think and live as well. Even just remaining aware of it and thinking about it all the time means that you then affect how other people think and live, as well as in your own life. I think the makeup is amazing. I'd like to have Katie travel the world with me because it's almost like there's nothing there, but it's clearly enhancing what is already there, hopefully. I hardly ever wear any makeup at all. I'm very fussy about my moisturizers. I change them around a fair bit. But for me, it's very important to have, you know, skincare is important to me. But I very rarely wear makeup now. Foundation, never, unless it's a really, really kind of special occasion where there's going to be a lot of photography and everything like that. And in that case, I will wear usually a face and body just to kind of smooth out all the patches and imperfections or whatever. Lipstick, I do enjoy sometimes. If I really wanted to go all the way out, I would go for really extreme makeup.
Thank you for listening to the Brand Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share and follow us on Official Brand Thomas on Instagram for more updates.